Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and welcome to another edition of the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Sopka with the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
The crew Aharon.
Once again, you tuned into the light or the truth. Which one? The truth. You tuned into the truth in PDX. The light in PDX was our old show. Tuned into the Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And before we get tonight's show started, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings and salutations to the leadership structure in the nation of Israel. First starting off with the Holy God sent comfort, the Holy Apostle, Shai, Priest, Isaac, Dakia, the God sent comfort. I want to say shalom. I say shalom to the holy apostles and chief high priest Ariah, holy apostles and chief high priest Shah. I want to say shalom to the comforters, I want to say shalom to the order of the 12 apostles. I want to say shalom to the comforters, 42 chief priests, elect ladies, and holy women of our nation. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of states, cities, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the Army of Israel, starting off with the Major 13 Shield General. I want to say shalom to all Shield and Generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men's and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters in our nation, the daughters of Zion. And I want to say shalom to the citizens of our nation. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to the children of our nation, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of heaven, prince and princesses of our nation. Tonight's topic is 420 is a sin. I repeat, the topic of tonight's show is 420, April the 20th. And what you all do on April the 20th when it comes to this marijuana and this smoking is a sin. Just say no. We're going to jump right into it. First things first. Let's get the book of Psalms, chapter 104, verse 14.
He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Again, the scripture states that God, Jesus Christ Almighty, causes the grass to grow. And you guys love to talk about how, you know, weed is, or marijuana is natural from the herb, blah, blah, blah. Y'all don't know the hell you talking about. Again, the Bible says in Psalms 104 and 14 that God causes the grass to grow and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. Herbs are meant to be eaten and not smoked, brothers and sisters. Now, I wouldn't suggest that any of you eat marijuana because it's not one of the herbs God consumed. You understand that? Marijuana is an herb in an organism or a living plant similar to a living body. Thus, when an organism is killed, it has no life. According to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47, verse 12, let's get that, please.
And by the river, upon the bank thereof, of this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaves shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued. Out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine.
Again, what does it say? It says, the leaf of the trees are for medicine. Now, again, you want to go through, you know, the breakdown. When we make it back into God's kingdom, there's going to be 12 manner of fruit. And each month, the vibration from those fruit is going to cause us to live for 1,000 years, but the body not aging. And you're going to go back to your best years. You understand that? And really, as long as you, you know, keep the laws of God, you understand that? Which in the kingdom of heaven, you know, all you can do is righteousness. So every month we're just going to get stronger and stronger. And even though we're going to be old in years as far as, again, we're going to go to our best years and kind of just stay there. But it says that the leaf of the trees are for medicine, meaning the healing of us as we get older. Instead of dying, we're getting younger. But again, just, you know, using what the scripture says, the leaf of trees are supposed to be for medicine. So if marijuana's original function is for medicinal purposes, how can a dead organism or plant treat you or help you in any way? That's a question, brothers and sisters, that I put out there on the table, you know. The function of medicine, brothers and sisters, is to treat or prevent disease or bodily injury. And according to Ecclesiasticus in the Apocrypha, 38, verse 4, let's get that. Yes, of Ecclesiasticus.
Okay, so we got this old school Bible, so it's hard to. I'm not up on my Roman numerals.
God, no problem.
Got it. The Lord has created medicines out of the earth, and he that is wise will not abhor them.
see what the Bible says, brothers and sisters. The Lord created medicines out of the earth. We all know that the function of smoking marijuana is either through a pipe, tobacco leaf called a blunt, or by using rolling papers. Now, my question is, what sickness or what diseases have smoking marijuana cured? Cured, that's the question. Because some of you say, I smoke marijuana, I use marijuana because of the pain I'm dealing with. I smoke marijuana, I use marijuana because of post-traumatic stress. I smoke marijuana, I use marijuana because, you know, cancer that I have, it helps relax me. But again, the question is, what sickness or what disease has smoking marijuana cured? And you can't tell me one. I know right now y'all on your phone trying to Google it. You ain't going to find it. You ain't going to find it. We know a lot of things, huh? Well, at least you're supposed to know. If you don't know, that's why you're supposed to become a part of the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, so you do know. You understand that? We all know that smoking marijuana has yet to cure cataracts. Then you have some marijuana users that say that they smoke it because of pain that they're dealing with. If you're in pain, there are painkillers or pain medicine that you can purchase on the shelf at your local Walgreens, Rite Aid, or supermarket. And just because there's medical marijuana now available legally and recreational marijuana now available legally in certain states, it still doesn't mean that it is meant to be used. You understand that? It just still does not mean it's meant to be used. Cigarettes are quote unquote legal to purchase if you are 18 and over. Actually, I believe it's 21 and over. But that doesn't mean, say again?
Yeah, they changed it.
21, right? Okay.
I think you'd be 21, but you could use them when you're 18 or something.
Madness. He solves madness, right? So again, just because they're legal to, you know, use at 18 and legal to purchase at 21, still doesn't mean that you should be using them. You understand that? Why do you think that there's a warning on each pack of cigarettes? A warning. A warning. Heed the warning. You understand that? Let's get the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 2.
For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs.
Again, herbs are to be what? Eaten, not smoked. Fire is used to burn marijuana to create smoke. You want to smoke, man? To burn is to destroy. Anything that is burned is destroyed. In the act of smoking marijuana, you are destroying a living organism and filling your body with black smoke that sits in your body. Once it enters into your body through the process of smoking, it has no function but to destroy your body. Now, there's a certain ceremony that we have that we eat a certain herb during that ceremony. But again, we eat it. We don't smoke it. Because you constantly hear in the world, I'm going to smoke some herb, I'm going to smoke some herb. And get what out of it? Burnt up nose hairs? You understand? Once the smoke from you smoking the marijuana, whether you use blunts, rolling paper, bond, whatever. Once it enters into your body, it fills your body up with black smoke. What is that doing to your body? It's destroying your body. What does the Bible say about you destroying your body that God gave you? Let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
What was that again? 1 Corinthians.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
Yes, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are.
Again, brothers and sisters, if you defile the temple of God, which is your body, God will destroy you, brothers and sisters. And we all know that your arms are too short to box with God. So why try? The function of your lungs is to remove carbon dioxide from the blood and provide it with oxygen. Carbon dioxide is colorless and odorless. Marijuana and cigarette smoke is not odorless and is certainly not colorless. Oxygen is required for nearly all combustion and is essential for plant respiration. No form of respiration can bring a dead plant to life. Listen, they make fun of this on a commercial. Y'all seen this commercial? Kenny, the little lung, he never grew to the right size because he smoked cigarettes all his life. Hold up,
guys. I can't keep up with you guys. I'm too small.
Y'all see the commercial? You laugh. It's funny. The little lung. Death in hell. Because he smoked all his life. You understand that? With all this being said, it is pointless. I repeat, it is pointless to smoke marijuana because there are no benefits. I don't care what Rastaman say with the long, knotty dreads, or what Bob Marley say, or what Snoop Doggy Dogg say, Calvin Broders, whatever he go by these days. You understand that? It is pointless to smoke marijuana because there's no benefits. There are only consequences, brothers and sisters, from smoking. The consequence of smoking is lung cancer, throat cancer, collapsed lungs, heart failure, blood disease, you name it. You understand that? The blotches in your skin and your face. Your hair smelling like cigarettes. You understand that? Who wants to kiss anybody that they breath and mouth smell like cigarettes? That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think that lung cancer is only caused by tobacco smoke. Well, they are wrong because smoke is smoke. If you inhale that smoke, it will fill up your lungs and cause smoke inhalation because your lungs now lack oxygen, no matter what the smoke is. That's why when there's a fire and you and in your house or wherever and you in that building that's burning or your house is burning, before the fire can get you and kill you, the smoke can kill you. And here it is, you taking a tote and then holding on to it. And damn near cough up your lungs because you inhaled it too long. Your eyes is watering. You can barely breathe. Then you got a nerve to call it killer. That's some killer. You don't see what you're doing to yourself? You label it killer. Yeah, that's what it's doing too. Repeated use of marijuana along with repeated smoke inhalation will cause lung cancer. It's a fact, brothers and sisters. Is that what y'all like to say? Facts. Facts. I repeat, the number one cause of lung cancer is not just tobacco smoke, but smoke in general, because the lung is forced to store something that it cannot dispose of. Hopefully y'all listening, brothers and sisters, all you that's still on your high from yesterday, all you who on 420 at 420 p.m. all took a smoke all across the country, you need to repent, brothers and sisters. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. You think you're going to make it to this kingdom of God smoking? You think you're going to roll one up in the kingdom of God? You think you're going to blow smoke toward the angels in God's way? You crazy? And for years, I've been telling my immediate family members, that smoking will eventually do harm to your bodies. But no one seems to listen. You understand that? And I hate to say this, but as my biological father laid in his hospital bed at Temple University in the city of Philadelphia, where I'm from originally, back in 2009, dying of throat cancer from years of heavy cigarette smoking, he mumbled these words to me. Y'all listen closely. This is why he had a tube sticking out of his throat. You understand? He says, son, you were right. He says, I apologize and I should have listened. Smoking today, brothers and sisters, if you love yourself. If you love yourself, if you love God, if you love your loved ones, quit smoking everything today and love yourself. You understand that? So with that, I want to say thank you for tuning in to Truth and PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening, tuning in, taking time out your busy schedule to listen to our show. Again, the topic of tonight's show is 420, April 20, the day of marijuana, whatever, National Marijuana Day, is a sin. Just say no. Shalom.
Change gon' come. Oh.